And once again, a huge shout out to all of our financial supporters, all the community members. You all know who you are. Our 87.8 Survivor Clubs, your names are on the screen there. You're growing and growing, growing every week, which is an absolute pleasure. It means we're doing something right, and we're going to keep on doing it right for all of you all. But a special shout out to our podcast bosses, Kenny Baker, 26 months now. You're a fucking legend, mate. And Cinnamon, 19 months. Can't thank you enough, buddy. And a big, big shout out to our new member, our live show Chad, Roger Roaster, 1 month. Thank you so much. All of you are legends who help the shows go on each and every week. Thank you all for your support, even just by watching or listening. And we hope you enjoy this week's show.
Okay.
And we're live in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And welcome to episode 161 of the Daisy Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, we are joined once again, as always, by still a very clean-cut looking Archie Stormcloud. How you doing, buddy?
It's just a ponytail or a hair bun. I need to get a haircut. I'm doing great, man. I hope you're well.
I am doing well, mate. I am doing well. Good to see and hear you again, my man. But the man of the episode today is the ultimate Daisy Boomer, Mr. Paris Red. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well, man. Thanks for having me. I really have to thank you guys for getting me in here. That's just great.
It's like we get some big names on from time to time, but our pet passion, both Archie and I remember when we first started. Neither of us are what I would call massive. Archie's definitely a hell of a lot bigger than I am. We remember what it's like when you're still a relatively small channel growing and all the rest of it. And when I became aware of your channel, mate, I knew I had to get you on because there's not a lot of Archie, how would you word it eloquently? More mature, more...
Some of our more experienced members wise, you know. With age comes experience, and with experience comes wisdom. That's why I always say listen to your elders, because they got some shit to tell you.
Well, that could be true, but you know what? You never start learning. I did a stream the other day. Yesterday? Was it yesterday? The day before? I can't remember. I've done so many goddamn streams. It's like I'm at 700 and something in a year and a half. So I was in a stream and I had a Daisy dog. This is a little short story, and I don't know if you want to go there already. But this is relative to what about learning things. And every day you're learning things. I had a Daisy dog with me, and I was cutting down a bush, and I broke it up and into small sticks. And I look at, I had the sticks in my hand, and I look at the dog, and it said, attach. What the hell, attach? I attached it. The dog took the sticks in his mouth. So when I have a dog in game, people who've seen me, I mean, I talk to my dog, and I had a dog die to me once to a wolf, and that was a terrible story. But this dog, he had the sticks, and I was making a fire outside this barn over in Putashka. And we went over to, he followed me over to the, and I said, now how do I get the sticks from the dog? So I went into my inventory, and of course the dog's inventory is down at the bottom, and the sticks are laying there, so I just grabbed the sticks off the dog, made the fire. I never knew that before, and there's, every time I go on, there's always something else, and it's just a wonderful experience. And as you may or may not know, I think I've only been at this like a year and a half. I got my affiliate in, August 2021, something like that. And then my first DayZ was in December 2021. So it's really new, and I've never gamed before. The only thing I ever done was I had a Game Boy in my hand.
They have started gaming with the game, man.
What got you to start playing DayZ?
Well, at the time, I was working with a friend of mine, and of course, all the businesses shut down. And my son, who has been at DayZ since 2014, whatever, I've watched him a lot, and I've helped him grow some of his channel and managed his Twitter and so on. And my my Discord will show I've been around since 2018. I think that's when I sort of got involved and tried to help him. But he just said to me, he says, why don't you get a computer and just spend some time? You got lots of time now, because we didn't know where we were going with that thing that we just came out of. And so I bought a computer. I spent $2,500 and bought this computer, really nice thing. It was a pre-built, and I found out there's limitations to that, which you can do. But anyway, that's what I did. And I just went at it, got my affiliate, and just was streaming almost every day. And I think the longest I've ever taken off was maybe 3-4 days. So
the guy who made the dog mod is actually in chat right now, Hunter Z. He just typed and said, good to see glad to see a dog mod fan.
Yeah. Oh, I love the dogs. And I mean, I had a terrible time with a dog over in Novi Sober. It was on a survival channel, which I'm still on right now. Can I mention some names of servers? Nuts Gone Rusty. It's Hunter Survival, it's called now, but it was really, survival, really tough survival, and they had a wipe, and then they renamed it and did some things to it. But I mean, I had a dog and I didn't realize it, but the wolves can kill the dog. And so I got chased up on top of a roof, and I was going to, just as I got my gun out to shoot the wolf, the wolf attacked my dog and killed my dog. And I was really attached to that dog. And I'll tell you, I can't find the video, but I got quite emotional. And to think that this is a game and that you spend your time at it and you put your heart into it, like most people should, or maybe do or don't, but I can't find the video. And I think we had a restart or something happened. But you know what? I took drama. I did some drama. I did a couple of stage plays and stuff. But, you know, the hardest thing to do for a person is to break down and cry on the spot. I don't know if you've ever done anything like that, but I was almost there hanging over my dog outside the shed. It was fucking unreal, man.
I've talked about it many a time in the past, Paris, about just how DayZ is a game that can really drag emotions out if you can't at Archie.
Yeah, when I want to break down and cry on the spot, I just look at my bank account, dude. Yeah, for sure, though. I get attached to. I try not to get. I haven't got to experience the DayZ dog much because the servers I have to play on during my streams have to be fully populated and, you know, all go all the time. Otherwise, people aren't entertained. But I've seen a lot of the videos and such for it. But just getting attached to people even that you meet, you know, randoms and start building up an acquaintance with. It's always more satisfying, I guess, when you lose them in, like, you know, a PvP situation or they die to zombies or something. But with me, it's usually like the server restarts and then they can't remember which server they were in or something like that.
But I even remember back in the day, Paris, there was that DayZ update pre-0.63. Where they removed the zombies because they were having too much of an effect on the server, but they left one zombie on the entire server, and it was all the way up in Novo, in the top right of the map. And it used to be like a bit of a thing to go and get that zombie to chase you around the map, and just, you know, take it on a journey across the map, and you'd actually get attached to this bloody zombie, you know, having to stop and come on, re-aggro on me. Come on, we're gonna get you all the way to the Northwest Airfield,
patch,
buddy.
Man.
And you remember?
That was my favorite patch because I hate the infected in DayZ. I've hated the infected for 10 years in DayZ, and they just keep. It seems like there hasn't been an update since 6.3, really. And there was a couple, but nothing major.
Oh, they just did one recently with the changes to the damage and that the Wobo highlighted.
Just make them tougher to kill.
Yeah.
Anyway, don't get me
started. The old trope. Yeah. The old trope of
they're saying in chat before we keep going, they're saying I'm low and that your audio is compressed, but I muted the Discord and listened to the stream. Your audio sounds fine. It just sounds like you have a condenser on. So I mean, I wouldn't. Maybe it sounds fine to me on your end.
Yeah, I did. I did some playing with those links that bloody what's your name? Foxy Post sent through. Yeah. So what made you go from just playing the game to actually doing streams and that? Because that's a big step.
Well, I started off by just playing offline or playing in servers that were really low pop so I could learn what to do and how things work. I mean, you know, if you look at my first stream, I mean, I didn't even know how to get in my inventory or do anything. And then there's grandmas at the door pounding, trying to get in and kill me. I mean, there's some hilarious stuff back. And I mean, I have it all documented. I've saved every Twitch that I've done in its full extent. So when you go take those videos and you want to make a highlight or whatever, you can highlight the full volume of the stream or the play that you did and save it that way. And then what I do with that is I export it to my YouTube account. So now I have a backup on YouTube as well that I'm building on. So that's how I started. I learned, and my son came with me. We went in some servers. We went all over the place fighting wolves and zombies and this and that, and looting and learning guns and what goes with what gun and so on and so forth, and making fires, bow drills, and all this kind of stuff. I mean, that's how it started, and I spent a lot of time on that. I have probably 200 streams that I did that are unpublished, because a lot of those streams weren't, some of them were DayZ. All the DayZ are live now, they're published, but I have a lot in there that I did in Twitch to get my affiliate, and that took about a month and a half to get affiliate. So all those ones, I mean, I did interviews at pubs, I had lunch at the marina, you know, I've all kinds of things that I streamed, and I sat in my backyard under the palm trees and chatted to people and just chatting and met some really good people. And so that all built up. And then when I got to, then my son says, well, you got to get on DayZ and start streaming. And that's what I did. It was like the first week of December in 21 that I did that. And I couldn't wait for the next morning so I could get back on and give it another 3-4 hours and figure out what am I doing and why in the hell am I freezing and my clothes are wet? Well, I better get a fire. I mean, I learned all that stuff. And I mean, at my age, I'm not using that as a crutch or anything else like that, because I think I'm still in pretty good shape and have a lot of time left. But I mean, it's
it's for been those watching. How old are you, if you don't mind saying?
I'm 73.
Yep.
Yeah.
Archie,
you look good, bro. For 73, man, I'm like, you still got, yeah. I mean, you still got all your teeth and everything, I'm assuming.
Yeah. I got all my teeth, but a little bit of salt and pepper going on. And
you from Canada?
You still got a good head of hair, mate. You're sponsored by Cubes, are you?
Yeah, no. This is all my hair. There's nothing. I'm trying to. Well, I don't have to keep it because my family. We're called sheepheads. We were English from. We're from Bury St. Edmunds. And some of the Brits on here, maybe in the chat, maybe know that. But anyway, our family always had big heads of hair, and I guess it's staying with me.
Yeah, my dad's side's from Sicily. They always had this hairline. I was born with it, dude. Swear to God. People think I'm kidding about that. Then I show them baby pictures. I look like Eddie Munster.
That's a widow's peak. Is that what they call a widow's peak?
Thank you. Finally, it's nice to see what I said. Wisdom, right? I deal with Zoomers and Millennials all day long. They're like, your hairline's receding, bro. It's a widow's peak. It's a Mediterranean phenotype, right? Like, anyway, don't get me fired up, man. Thank you.
So, what sort of servers do you generally play, Paris?
I tried some PvP, and I'm just not that kind of person, I guess. I mean, I have more value of life. I mean, I could go on there and just change my mental thought and state and just go out and blunder people. But I don't like that in real life anyway. So it really wasn't something I really liked. I mean, I did it a few times. I was in Cherno with my son, and he got killed. And I was sick and infected and everything else and coughing and you know how that goes. I got up on the roof in the hospital in Sherno, and some guy hears me and he says, "Oh man, you're sick. You need something? Yeah, I need some Tetra." He says, "Oh, I got some Tetra." Well, you know where this is going, right? This is really going fucking south here real quick. So I had an IJ in my hand. It was loaded. I was laying on the top of the roof looking at the stairs. And he came up and he sounded like a real nice guy. And I got Tetra and this and that. And I was just going, I should have shot him right in the face as soon as he popped up that ladder. But I let's see what this guy's all about. He gave me the Tetra and then he shot me in the face.
That was probably me.
If you're not familiar with Archie's content, yeah, he's the sort of guy who will he takes great pleasure in killing people.
I'd never kill anybody though. For the record,
he convinces them to kill themselves.
They kill themselves. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. No, your audio is good, man. I don't know what they're tripping about. I keep muting. Sorry, the Southern's coming out. I talked to my brother on the phone this morning. I keep muting the Discord, listening to the stream, and it sounds fine. It's just
okay. Archer.
Red's is louder than ours because his voice has more gravitas to it, so that's what it
is. I can turn it down maybe.
No, it's not you. It's not you. It's not you. It'd be on Boydie's end, but it's just because you have a more like guttural voice. There's nothing wrong with that. You got that
commanding presence.
War II physiognomy, is that the word?
Yeah. So yeah, so I didn't really take to it. I mean, and you can probably talk, and maybe people in chat are talking about it already, but I never liked killing. And so I thought, if I'm going to spend time at this, I want to have something to show for it. I want to be able to garner something from this. I mean, what can you garner from killing somebody or dying and then respawning and going, getting your ass kicked again? I mean, what fun is that? So I went purely survival and like hardcore survival. And you may or may not know, I spent a lot of time on some hardcore survival. And this shirt may speak for itself.
Yep. Yep.
So I spent, and my buddy who I ran with, I think he's still in chat. Yeah, he's there. Crazy Mike. We ran on Shannaris. We did 212 runs together, they were easy 2-4 hours each time, and then that's not even all of them because we did a lot off stream. We covered a lot of ground and we did a lot of crazy things together. I had a pub in Cernaia Poliana twice, after it got wiped twice. We had some big parties. One time we grew pumpkins. I had 600-700 pumpkins and a big truck. We had to haul them over to there's a trader at the time. And we took them down and sold them. And I mean, it was just hilarious. And then we had a party and, can I mention names? Is that cool?
Yeah.
Yeah. So the boys at CHF, Churchy and John Likely.
Generous football and good server. Good hardcore server.
Yeah. Well, this is what I'm talking about. We were there for a long, long time. And so for one of our parties, John sent us on a mission to go and pick up some liquor. And he stashed it, and we had to go and find it in the port of Svet. Well, the place was crawling with Zeds. And mind you, this is all PvE. But anyway, we get over there. I had a crossbow that just took them all out, and we ended up with 28 bottles of alcohol. Brought it back to the pub. I invited everybody that I knew to the party. We had a good bunch of people there. This alcohol kicked your ass and knocked you out. And if you weren't looking after yourself like you would in any DayZ game, depending on the server, you had to sleep, or you had to you had to, you know, keep dry and all these other things. And if you didn't sleep and you let it get too low and you're drunk, you can die. And one guy dropped dead right in front of me. I don't know if you know a fellow Cracks and Jugs out of UK.
Yeah, I've heard the name, yep.
He was there for that. And John Likely was there as well. We stood there and I got some crazy clips of people falling over, just couldn't stand up. And this one guy died, Randall. I don't know if you know Nacho Nick, he's Rando. He was the one that died from lack of sleep and too much alcohol.
And yeah, we've got to address something in chat. I don't know whether this is like a meme when you're streaming or anything, but everyone keeps going on about how he looks like Richard Gere. Archie, do you see it? Or do you just think they're having a pretty woman fantasy involving Red?
I mean, he's got that like Richard Gere, like the Welsh, you know, features, maybe like high cheekbones and the deep set dark eyes, you know. I think he's a handsome fella. I hope I still look as sharp as you when I'm 73.
I wish I had his bank account.
Yeah, no doubt. And the gerbil, you know.
Cheers. I was waiting for that because I wasn't going to drink alone.
Was that PBR?
Hey?
What was that?
I think it was Pabst
Blue
Ribbon.
PBR.
Blue Ribbon.
My man, where are you from?
Well, I'm in Canada, but this is Stroh's, right?
Oh, yeah. That's the old Dennis Hopper. That's what we call it back home. Get a 12-pack of Dennis Hopper. You ever seen Blue
Ribbon? Well, you're down in Florida. You have that beer there that the East Coast has. I think the West Coast is getting it because Coors...
the banquet beer.
Youngling.
Oh, Youngling. Yeah. I'm not a big fan of it anymore. I lost the taste for it, man. I grew up on the PBR though. Yeah.
I'm going to drive down to Buffalo and pick up a couple cases. I haven't got to do that yet, but been thinking about
fact,
it. My neighbor
though, Red, that you're choosing to not just play the pure PVE service. Nothing against them, but to me, DayZ's not DayZ if there's not a threat of someone killing you at any time. But it's hard finding those servers where people aren't as prepared to shoot at any moment. And Churnerus Has Fallen is a good server for that. I've played it a couple of times, but the ping from Australia is horrendous. But yeah, it's hard to find a good hardcore server because hardcore does drive a lot of people away, Red. You know, it can be that convoluted. It's hard to, it's very difficult to stream it as well because a lot of time is spent just trying to stay alive rather than just running around and killing everything.
Yeah. You're on there, you're more likely to team up and help people to get started, or at least some people come in there, you know, you're getting the mouse guys coming down. And I mean, okay, you've got, there's a big survival thing in the mouse as well, but guys come down here and they don't know the server and the mechanics of there's different things about every server that you got to know. And if you're not in the know, you could be dead.
That's a hard thing, isn't it, Archie? When you do jump on one of these very hardcore servers, not just the hardcore ones because they're hardcore PvP high loot, but what I call true hardcore, where it is grueling just to even survive. You know, Nemolsk, vanilla Nemolsk is hardcore because from the moment you spawn in, you're dying straight away. So the hard thing with some of these, like Tuna said there, like Churnerus Has Fallen, if you're not familiar with the server, if you were just to load it up, it's trying to work out what you need to do to survive, Archie. What you can and can't do on that server because they've got a lot of custom mods. You know, I've seen people who don't even know what the sleep factor is. Like, what do I do? And, you know, you see it posted in the Discords all the time. What do I do? Instead of telling me I'm sleepy.
Yeah. Well, and you got to bathe yourself too. I mean, if you don't look after your hygiene, first of all, it's not good for your health and your immune system, but also it attracts Zeds and wolves. And if you're in the district, bears too. So you got a trifactor thing there you got to look after. And if you don't know about this stuff, you can go in there and you don't do your research. I mean, you can get frustrated and never come back. I promoted that server a long, long time and brought a lot of people in there. And then it went a bit more PvP and a lot of guys were coming in and just shooting people and killing them and not even getting started. And then they probably found out they can't make it either. And they left the server eventually. Now the server's got such a low pop, it's unbelievable. You know, I think if they sweetened it up a bit more, I might go back on there and do some runs, but it's hardcore. It's so hardcore now. I mean, it scares me.
The thing is, though, Archie, like, how do you find that balance of making it really hardcore, but also, you know, like we talked about the other week with Vlad, Olsk, and how to get to Lantia. These hardcore servers, there's got to be a way you can find out organically in game about these extra things that are above and beyond vanilla, Archie.
So I've ran hardcore servers because, like you, I'm into the challenge, right? Because PvP is just, this game is not a shooter. It's like shooting should be a last resort. And I mean, I'll PvP, but it's just boring to me. The thing about it is every single server has its own culture, you know? So you join in and you're trying to realize who's the head honchos there, or their power gamers. Is this crew the, you know, the one that backstabs everybody? But as far as hardcore servers go, I think the hardest thing is making everybody happy. Like, you can't satiate some people. You'll have five people pissing and moaning about one mod, and then you'll change it and 20 people will get mad about it. So you can't really make everybody happy. So I guess, and then, you know, they'll take their business elsewhere, or they'll go start their own server, and then it'll collapse and close in 2 months because everybody wants to be their own admin. Yeah. But that's the hardest part, is just with anything and running a server as a business, it's just the consumers, you know? So
and
I think
everyone has their own view on what hardcore is, Brett.
Exactly.
Oh, that's too hardcore. No, that's stupid. And the hardcore is probably one of the worst communities to try to unify.
Oh, it's terrible. And the other thing is, like, when you say PvE, I instantly, like, I'm like, ugh, you know? But the way he describes it with all those extra challenging mods on it, it's almost like you don't even need PvP because you're going to die yourself because you forgot to wash your hands or something. So that seems like more of a challenge and more of a, seems like it would draw me in and give me something to do to keep me busy, you know?
Exactly. And that's what I like about those kinds of servers. And I played another server called Civilization RP. And that was also very much the same. But, I mean, you know, then again, they started tweaking it.
Yeah, and they
tweaked
always,
it,
yeah.
And tweaked it to a point where, you know, you had to earn points and get to certain levels to, and that wasn't the kind of game that I expected it to be. And, I mean, if they want to run it like that, that's fine. I'll find something else to do. But, you know, right now I'm having a great time on Nuts Gone Rusty. But the survival one has had a few changes. We almost lost it again yesterday due to a mod that was causing a problem, but they sorted it out. But I've been on there for quite a while, and I don't know, I got some notes here. I don't know. I mean, I've spent a lot of time on there as well. Nuts Gone Rusty. I probably have over 125 runs on Nuts Gone Rusty already. So,
I think a lot of those changes that you're talking about too come from either the largest group or the largest donor. It seems like a lot of times they get more of a say in what goes on in the server, you know, which kind of sucks. But at the end of the day, it's so expensive to host these servers. And from chat, somebody said, how is PvP boring for y'all? PvP is where the rush and adrenaline is. I get no rush or adrenaline from PvE. Honestly, I've got 8,000 hours in DayZ. Like, the PvE, I stopped getting the rush, you know, like 3 years ago.
No. what I think is the difference there is when you're just playing a pure PvP server, these high loot, you know, the first little small military zone you go to has a dozen guns and, you know, 10,000 rounds of ammo.
There's no gear fear.
That to me, there's no PvP fear. The rush for PvP for me, Red, comes from when I'm on a server that's a bit tougher, and then you hear a player and you know that if you die, it's a big loss. Yeah, it's gonna take you hours to get back everything you've lost, you've got on you. So that's where I like my rush. I'm shit at PvP, but I still enjoy it when you hear that shot at you, because it's heart in your throat moments, as opposed to your high loot, pure, you know, Trump's Wall sort of servers, and so on. Yeah, you know, they just don't really. There's no fear involved in.
I think it's also. I think it's all subjective too. It's based on how much experience you have. You know, I know.
Yeah.
And I'm going to sound conceited, but I'm just confident. I've played this game for a decade. I know that sounds crazy, but it's my main game. It's my main hobby. If I'm in Berezino and I'm standing next to the PD and I get shot at, if they hit me, I'm not going to go uncon. If they miss, I know where they shot from. I know which way to run. I know where they're going to come. They're going to go to where they last saw me. I know all the little hiding spots in the trees, on top of the porta potty, on this roof right here. I know all the tricks now. So it's almost like it's not that I'm smarter than them. It's just that I've played the game much, much longer. So I know all the parkour spots. And I know where the pinch points are, you know? So it's not the same rush to me anymore. So that's why when he mentioned that PvE and I don't play PvE unless I'm building trap bases and killing people, but I've
been getting banned for it.
Yeah, always. But that sounds like a challenge to me. That sounds like I could jump on there and I would actually be, because the problem with PvE for me is I don't like homesteading and decorating my base and stuff like that, like a lot of people on PvE servers do. So it would keep me busy. I would be, you know, paying attention to
that's
my stats
the beauty
and such.
Of finding people to run with, Red. Yeah, because I wish Archie and I were in the same bloody time zone, because I'm more than happy being the base bitch. I love nothing more than building all the walls and sorting all the loot, and you know, I've just set up a trader. There you go. If you're playing bingo, I said trader. But I've just set up a trader so I can trade stuff with people, and and I've got people who they spend most of their time out looting and doing bunker runs on Banov and that, and I'm the one back at the base just sorting everything, and then I go and loot around the town to find more building supplies, and you find a good squad of people, and you can please everyone on those sort of servers, can't you, Red? Oh.
Are we froze?
It's just, it's a little robotic for us, Voidy. Yeah, it's a little robotic. It'll catch up. It usually takes about 20 seconds and it'll catch up if you can hear me. I can hear you all right, Voidy. He's a little robotic. It's just his connection. Okay. Yeah, but he'll come back. That's Discord. That's the server location for Discord. Boydie's the host. He's down in Australia, guys, if anyone's new here. So, if you couldn't tell. There you go. Hey, Red. It looks like it's stabilized. Well, we can see him now. Maybe he won't pick his nose. Yeah, there he is. Hey, welcome back.
We're back.
Yeah, hey, it's a Discord thing, so he's the host in Australia, so we're on an Australian server, so there's going to be little hiccups like that.
Yeah, I'm surprised it's going as well as it is. I mean, from Australia. Whew.
Yeah, it usually happens to me 3 or 4 times per podcast. I just ignore it because I'm the only one over here in North America usually, so.
I ran with did a couple of runs with a fella from New Zealand. I don't know if you know him, Nathanical. Have you heard? You haven't heard of him? I don't. He streams once in a while. He plays a variety of games, but he loves DayZ. He's really into Mollusk Mine. we had a party at another party, different time at the pub, and Nathanical came in as a guest, and we didn't know who he was at the first off. So, Crazy Mike and I and another Norwegian guy questioned this guy and asked him, who in the hell is he? What's he doing here? Because at that point in time in CHF, there was a little bit of PvP. If both people had a disagreement and couldn't come to terms with whatever they were negotiating or talking about, then, you know, things could happen. But this guy came in and he was questionable. Nobody knew him, but it turned out to be a nice guy, and it ended up being a guy that I knew. But we got raided by the cleaners, which was a setup, I found out later. They came in and held us all up and shot two of us with rubber slugs, and then we had to go and hunt them down. But this guy from Nomalsk, Nathanical, was beside me with all this action going on, and there's a clip of it in my clips. And he was saying, oh man, I didn't know it was going to be like this. I should have stayed in Nomalsk.
I love the way you talk about DayZ. It reminds me of when I first started, or when I'd been doing it for a couple of years, man. I would tell all these stories and there was so much hype. Now I've got so many that I've forgotten the best ones, you know. It's honestly nice to hear somebody that's, you know,
really
newly
enjoying the magic
it. Yeah. Just hearing people sit and yarn about their coolest encounters, you know. I know a couple of friends of mine when I was in the Navy, we would be on deployment in the submarine, and we would talk about Daisy and all the stuff we did.
Another Daisy bingo right there, folks. After you talk about military service.
It always comes back. But you have nothing else to do but reminisce about what you're going to do when you get home and what you did before when you're down there. So, but yeah, it was it's nice, man. That's what it reminds me of. Those good conversations will make you miss being ashore and sitting at your PC. So this is nice.
Have you got a Mrs. Red?
Oh, yeah, I'm still married, yeah.
So what does your missus think of you at 73 years old doing Twitch streaming? And also your contemporaries, your friends outside of online, what do they think of it?
Well, I have to explain quite a bit to them so they understand what the hell am I doing.
They probably think he's doing OnlyFans, Archie.
Well, I
there's a market for everything on there.
I don't know. Who knows? Maybe one of them is in this chat here. I don't know. I can't tell because everybody's using names that you really wouldn't know about. But no, I've talked to a few of them about it. I mean, I don't have a big circle of friends. I've got a real close community. We've lived here in the same house for 37 years or something like that. Nice. So. We're in a very settled, mature neighborhood. There's nothing happening here. I mean, we're in a big city, and it's like everywhere else. I mean, you know, big cities these days, they're very unpredictable. Society's unpredictable.
Very.
I mean, we've got a lot of problems that we have to sort out, and but as citizens of the world, we all have to really do unto others as we would have them do unto you. I mean, you know.
Yeah, not just convince everybody else that.
What does your missus think about you streaming?
She likes it, you know. She's got no problem. I mean, I have my office, and I can go in and close the doors. And sometimes I don't get on till 11:45 at night, and it's 3:30 in the morning when I get off. I mean, I'm kind of wrecked the next day, but I don't have to go anywhere. I'm retired now, so. Yep. I mean, I just go and get up at go to bed at 3:30 and get up at 9-10 o'clock and have my cup of tea. And what do I turn on? I turn on YouTube or Twitch and review the last run and see who's streaming.
That's an important thing that a lot of people don't do. And it's, you know, one of those tips you see from a lot of the good YouTube and Twitch stream coaches out there. But go back and watch your show. I get to do it because it's part of the editing process for here. But going back and watching and see what worked and all the rest of it, that's an important thing to do, Red.
Well, you can learn from your mistakes. So if you want to better yourself or maybe, you know, that will maybe make your content better for the next time.
Yeah, I learned that the hard way. When I first started streaming like 5 years ago, I did an entire stream sounding like Buffalo Bob because my mic cord was loose. So it sounded like this the whole time. And no one told me for like 5 hours. I went back and listened to it. So, yeah, it's a very, very good
point. Oh, something strange happened. I was running, it wasn't CHF. I think it was on Nuts Gone Rusty. And I had a raid from Reverend. He brought in like 50, 60 people. And then I went to watch it back.
Reverend, he's a good man.
He's a really good guy. We've chatted, we bumped into each other on CHF. We ran a little bit from Sarnia Poliana over through and down into Black Lake and all this kind of stuff. Another good guy I really like is Deathbringer. He's a pretty cool dude. There's just a lot of them. I can't really, it wouldn't be fair to take your time and go through all those guys that support me and help me with advice and things like that. And that's another thing about this Daisy community. There are so many good people out there. I mean, when I was running on CHF, and even now, if I meet people in game, and we'll share things together. And on CHF, that was a very hard thing to do because things were hard to come by. And whatever you had, I mean, you know, I just gave things away. I mean, and then another server on Nuts Gone Rusty. I mean, this new guy I bumped into, I had a bank account already of $2.5 million, whatever it was. I bought him a car. He says, man, are you serious? Yeah. And I go, here, come on, let's go over here. I'm going to get you a can of gas, and I'll get you a spark plug, a wrench, a tire iron, and all these kinds of things, because you need those things around a car if you're going to run a car on some servers. So, I mean, you know, I'm very generous when I meet people. I give them food. I teach them how to make a fishing rod because they never seen or heard of that before. And this is going back to what you're saying before. If you don't know anything about the game, you're going to die. You know, you got to learn how to look after yourself. I never knew it for a long time, but then it came to me and somebody mentioned it. And on the winter map in Shannaris has fallen, you can dig for bark. You don't need an axe or a knife to cut bark to make a bow drill. And now I don't know if they removed it, but that was a great feature.
Yeah, you've got to use something now, but they've, you know, the adding in of the bone knife, even though you still need a knife to cut up an animal. But yeah, I would just love to see them add in. You can tear a chicken apart with your hands, because I know that you can do that. I've done it on a survival course I was on, and yeah.
Yeah, rabbits too. Actually, I mentioned that the other day when I was in seer school. You take the rabbit, you peel back behind the ear, and then you lift it up over your head with both hands, and you sling it down between your legs, and all of it, you'll punch it. All of its innards will come out through its ass. Yeah. It's a real thing, and if you don't have any way to dress it or whatever, they teach you how to do it that way, and you can't do any of that on now. But I mean, I'm sure there'll be a mod for it. Or, you know, it seems like every time we mention something cool on the podcast, it ends up being in the next update anyway.
No, I absolutely love the fact that at 73, man, you're embracing all of this online stuff. We talked about your wife and she loves it. The few friends you said you've got outside in the community you're in, you said you had a bit of trouble explaining to them what it is. What do they think of it?
Well, they think it's, you know, what... You know, you've got to find something new to do with your time. And they say, well, if you want to spend your time at that, it sounds great, you know. And I've showed them some clips and turned on, you know, I had my phone with me and ran a small segment of a run that I was doing. And, you know, they find that very interesting. I don't know where their heads are at. Sometimes when you get older, you get set in your ways and you get like, it's like you got blinders on. And
shit, I'm that way at 33, brother.
No, look, I get where Red's coming from. There's some things that, yes, yeah. I had something just the other day. I shared a video talking about how online gaming's becoming lonelier. And Michael, who's sometimes in here, said, geez, this almost sounds like, you know, back in my day, things were better. And I went, but it was, you know, you look back to the way, online gaming was when a lot of the VoIP stuff first started with Xbox Live Pass and things like that. There was a lot more interaction, but there are some elements where people struggle to move forward. And older generations, like I deal with a Facebook group of military veterans, and dealing with some of the guys in there is painful. I handed control of the group to someone else. I was just starting to lose my shit because I'm too old to learn this stuff. And you're like, no, you're fucking not. You're never too old to be learning stuff. And it's important that you do start to, you know, learn and get up to speed, because otherwise, you know, so many of them fall victims for these scams and all the rest of it because they refuse to learn some basic things about dealing with computers. I think we've lost Red again, but yeah. But no, I love the fact that he's 73 in gaming and streaming, Archie. Okay, it looks like we are having quite a bit of a...
Oh, boy. I don't know how much of this is coming through.
I can hear you, mate. I can hear you guys.
Are we going to get it back? I guess he's trying to reconnect. Archie, can't hear you.
I can hear you. Hello.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Well, I'm going to have another swig of this Pabst.
Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you both now. I think we might need to change it to North American or Europe because who came in first?
Coming back?
Yeah, you just go to settings, or actually it should, whomever joins first, I think that's how it grabs the server location. So, but you can change it. Let me see. You guys can just talk and I'll sort it out. I'm an admin in here, right?
Okay.
Yeah, you go ahead, Boydie. I'll figure it out, brother. Well, the show must go on.
You're 73, mate, and still gaming. And explaining to people in your generation about this online world that all the young people are in.
Well, some of them, they know about it. They've heard about it. They've never engaged in it for whatever reason. I mean, I know people in my neighborhood here, I don't know what it would take, or they have to have the entrance or the influence or have an influencer. I mean, my influence was my son, because he spent hours and hours and hours. I mean, he's got quite a bit of time in it. I mean, he tells me maybe 8,000-9,000 hours, but I don't know. I mean, I know he's spent a lot of time at it. So, and that's what got me going on it. I mean, he said to me, because of when we had this thing with COVID, and I couldn't do anything. I was working at the time, helping a friend of mine in his business, and because I'd already retired, I came back to work with him, and then, but I'm still doing some contract stuff now. But anyway, he said, man, just get a computer and give it a try. And I thought, well, what have I got to lose? Might as well just try it. And I have no regrets. I mean, it's been great. And I've met a lot of good people. I've learned a lot of stuff. I mean, even about computers and things like that, too. So,
all right, I want to do this switch over real quick. It might kick us, and we'll have to come back. So about 3 seconds.
Okay.
Okay, how is everyone now?
That's a lot better for me. Oh, yeah. Remind me when we're done, and I'll switch it back. It was on Hong Kong, because that's the closest to you, bro.
Fucking dumb place to me.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Probably a lot closer than Australia to North America, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hong Kong?
Yeah,
And the important thing as well, what's it like for everyone in chat, the audio now?
Keep talking. I'll check it.
Yeah. No, I love that. And yeah, hopefully you're bringing a few people as well, it's a big open world. It's, a lot of them probably think it's a young person's game, but there's quite a lot of older gamers and streamers out there.
That's true. And I saw a fellow the other day. I was in someone's stream and they mentioned to him, and I took his name down, and I don't know if I wrote it down, but I went to see what he was about. This guy was 81.
Yeah, that reminds me of a guy I met. I was playing Star Citizen, and I met a guy who was in his 80s. I didn't believe him, and he literally joined the Discord and sent us a picture.
Well, he role-played. But then when he wasn't in role-play and he talked, you wouldn't know he was 81. He talked like a young fart.
Yeah. Oh, this guy, you could definitely hear it. I thought he was doing a voice, though, and then I felt bad because I called him a liar. But yeah, that was awesome, man, because, I mean, that means I could potentially still be gaming in 50 years as a 33-year-old. You're 50 years older than me, that's...
I hate it when people say,
Or 40 years, 40 years.
Have you ever had it read where people say, yeah, mate, what are you doing gaming at your age, fucking get a life sort of thing? It's like, oh.
No, they haven't said that, but they asked me, really, are you 73? And I go, hey, listen, I'm telling you the truth. You want to see my birth certificate? Mom, can you get me my wallet? No, that's Reverend's line. Put my tea on.
This makes me wonder where gaming will be at in 40 years when I'm your age, man.
Oh,
honestly, though, those kind of people, like, I have this shirt that I sell in my merch store. Sports are for people who are bad at video games. Like, my hobby is gaming, right? I mean, I could do model trains, or I could do, you know, RC cars or model airplanes or any of that shit. But I find more satisfaction in the time sink that is DayZ. You know, there's other games I play, The Forest and Stranded Deep, just, you know, mindless games. I can listen to a podcast or something, or an audio book in the background. But I don't shit on anyone for their hobbies, you know. And the kinds of people who say, like, why are you gaming, man? Go lift weights. It's like, why can't I do both? I do calisthenics in the morning, and then I game and I edit, and then I go for a walk with my wife and son, and then I'm good. Like, you can have simultaneous things going on, you know.
And, well, the other one I love, Red, is when people say, you know, why would someone watch someone play games? And it's like, what, you've never watched a game of football on TV or a game or the Olympics or something like that? Why aren't you out there running 100 meters yourself? Why aren't you going out there and playing foosball yourself? Yeah,
There's a story behind every stream or every game that you're involved with, you know. I mean, I sit and watch some other guys, and I mean, it's once a player gets going and you like the model that he's following, whether it's PvP or PvE, you watch this thing develop. You almost, it's like a good book. You almost can't put it down. Like, there's a guy in UK, Jali Maui. I don't know if you know him, but he's doing Red Dead Redemption right now, RPN. And he does very well at it. He really communicates with his community really well during stream. I mean, I've talked to him over Discord too about several different things in the past, and I'm always in a stream when he's up. And you know, people don't understand that when you communicate and contribute to those lines in the chat, it helps the creator, because the algorithms pick up on all kinds of stuff that people don't know about, and you end up getting recommendations here and there and that and that. I had some big streamer contact me, and he said, well, he got a recommendation, like we all do when we're streaming, you know, in your Twitch, you'll have recommendations, or someone else maybe you'd be interested in following. And my name popped up on his one time, and he came over and gave me a follow and stuff like that. And but it's just what you do, and you don't know what's going to become of it down the road.
It's got to. Yeah.
Sorry, go, Archie.
I was going to say, it's with the, you know, sea of almost uniform content creator styles, seeing a fellow, and I don't mean this in any offense, but seeing a fellow of your I don't want to say advanced aged of your, you know, caliber in a thumbnail on Twitch is kind of incongruous. So it would kind of spark my curiosity as well, and I would definitely go in there. There's a fellow, what was it? Outlaw Grandfather.
Are you talking about this guy over here?
I don't know if you stream with a webcam, but there's a guy named Outlaw Grandpa, and he streams Red Dead Redemption, and he's like, he's well into his 80s, you know, octogenarian. And when you see him in his thumbnail, he just looks like this. You look a lot healthier than he does. I'll preface with that. He looks like this feeble old man with a cowboy hat on. And you go in there and he's like, you goddamn rotten sumbitch, you know. And he's obviously from he dresses in like the rockabilly with the roses on the shirt, you know. And he's got a gold tooth and everything. It's wild. But, I mean, you see people like that. It's almost – I'm going to be honest, man. I think it's inspirational, because you see people coming in and you know you're going to get shit on or picked on because you're part of a different generation. You know what I mean? And you still come on and you have a good time and you put yourself out there. It's hard to do anyway. It's anyone who's ever tried to stream, it's very difficult to put yourself out there. I mean, like Foxy was saying in the DMs the other day, he doesn't even like coming on here and co-hosting, and he doesn't even use a webcam. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So when you put yourself out there like that, you got to.
He was in camera a couple weeks ago, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Foxy?
Yep. Oh, was he on camera?
2 weeks ago.
Cool. Yeah. I don't think you were around for that, Archie.
I was comatose on Ambien. But yeah, that was my bad. But yeah, I love that, man. I love it.
Yeah. Well, I've had such a great what happened there?
Oh, that's popping. Yeah. I'm just getting ready to move on to the next point, but carry on. Okay. What were you gonna say?
I was gonna say that I've had such a good time on Some of my streams, I really do have a good time. Some of them I don't like so much. I just didn't like the way it went. But I've had some crazy times. I've had so much fun. You ask Copo, or I mean, Crazy Mike. He goes by Copo79, if you guys want to look him up. He doesn't stream. But if you want to see him in my streams, I mean, or my VODs, we've had such crazy times. I have been almost falling off my chair, rolling on the floor, laughing, because we've had such over certain things. You know, there is a command, and I don't see it in every streamer. So if you have something in your hand and you want to give it to somebody, you pass it to them, and you go like this.
Yeah, that,
and
I
the
like
other
that,
person's
yeah.
the other person's supposed to take it.
That's new. I like that feature.
So this is funny as shit. He would pass me a piece of fish. Pass me a piece of fish, and he goes, "Take it, take it." And I go, "What are you talking about? Take it?" And I didn't know about the command how to do it. He says, "Take it, take the fucking thing, take it." He's yelling at me, and I'm just rolling on the floor laughing. Oh God.
That brings me to Twitter. And if you watch the stream, I've got a picture of him that they sent me through. Sadly, this guy passed away last weekend.
Ooh.
Catching the devs, said devs are going to in the map for it. They said that, yeah, they've had assistance from so many people in the community. Spaggy, Wobo, Gecko Fish, many others. Gecko Fish was one of his favorite content creators. One of the servers he used to play on, they put a cross. He's quite a young guy, and you know, sadly, passed away last weekend. They didn't say how. I didn't bother asking. You know, that's for family and friends to know. But it's one of those games that when you do lose someone in your community, Archie, it's a big deal, isn't it?
Yeah, it reminds me of, I don't know if Mr. Rager's in the chat, he usually watches the stream, but we had a mutual friend I met through him. It was a lady by the name of Darter. I think she was in her late 40s, early 50s. She was such a sweetheart. She was a house mouse. We kept her at the base. She would organize everything. You know, she loved putting cars together, driving cars. She would drive down and pick us up if we died, you know, et cetera. But she didn't even tell us she was battling cancer, and she passed away, and her daughter reached out and told Rager, you know, she just disappeared one day, and then Rager reached out and told us. It was like a gut punch, you know what I mean? Because when you're sitting in Discord talking to people, you might as well be on the telephone with them, you know? I know a lot of people don't remember what it was like being on an analog landline, but, you know, when you're sitting and people are talking in your ear and you're going through adversities together, that's how you build bonds and camaraderie, you know? And then when this person's just gone, you notice the absence. So I think we were going to reach out and try to have something put in for Darter as well, something related to cars. You know, they can't do something for everybody, but just the fact that, again, and I know I'm always a sycophant when it comes to the devs, but just the fact that they care enough about the community to make those sort of, you know, ooh, the train's going by, those sort of gestures, you know, for someone who's passed on is so admirable to me, man.
Exactly.
They sent me, I am my best friend, brother-in-law, Dale Anonymous, passed away Sunday, just August 2020. Birthday is today for most of you, Saturday the 12th of August, even harder on the family.
Oof.
Played Armour and DayZ with his son, James Anonymous, son, by Luan. Playing as a trio, we played Bad Company server on Armour, and Dale was ranking. I love to fly. Best in the group. Open with Daisy Admin. Finally offered anchor. James loves the idea to visit Dale's mum. Ask on behalf of James. Cross to honor. Have a place. Father and son. We appreciate you. Reply to him, said, you know, your best bet is to go to the actual DayZ dev. Apparently, they've now wanted us to thank the DayZ community. What is obviously truly a very upsetting time when some young lad's lost his father, and a bunch of people lost a close friend. And you develop close relationships through gaming online, don't you, read.
Oh yes, I mean I've met some really good people here, and unfortunately, I mean right now it's a difficult time to travel. I mean I would be off to UK in a minute. I've got several guys over there I want to touch base with, but also I want to get to the town where my family came from when they came to Canada in 1853. So I'm fifth generation English in Canada.
I guess they don't make fun of you guys for tracing your lineage back like they do in America up there. It's like when I go to the doctor and he's like, what's your ancestry looking like? I'm like, doesn't matter. I'm American, you know? No, I need to know. I need to know if you're privy to heart disease. But yeah, they're saying that when you look away from your mic, buddy, you're getting
a little drop out. I'm just going to do a quick audio check. You guys keep on talking.
Yeah. So Devs, I know you're listening. All right. I know you're out there. When I ultimately and inevitably overdose on cocaine, I want a cemetery put in Polana for me. And on my headstone, I want a mackerel with a halo over it. I want the holy mackerel. All right. Hell hydration. Don't forget that.
Oh, my. Well, it's a sad time when you lose anybody. I mean, it's whether
testing
it's a
one,
friend
two, three,
or family.
Testing
I mean,
one, two,
family's
three.
Family's even worse. I mean,
you know, it's
or even a pet, Archie. You,
yeah, true.
You
yeah,
lose,
yeah.
If you lose a pet, that's like you losing a family member.
I'm not gonna die. I'm not gonna lie. If one of my cats passed away that I've rescued and raised, I would probably be more upset than if one of my cousins who just hits me up and they want to borrow money died. You know what I mean? So, I mean, just being honest. But,
okay, so how's my audio now?
I think it's perfect.
Oh, that's good.
It's been perfect for me the whole time, but I don't know.
Could just be the difference. I didn't have it on my
I do hear it. It's less condensed. Yeah. It's the noise like the CRISPR thing is gone, the noise reduction.
Yeah. So I didn't have it on the right microphone in my settings. I just had it on fucking man, Red, I don't know how you do it with the tech stuff, man. I'm only 50, but oh my god, it does my head in every single time. I did a Windows update last night, so that was my fault.
No, the Windows update did him. Don't let him lie.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that happened to me also last night, because this laptop I'm on, I barely use. So I've been prepping, like you know, Boydie. We've talked a couple times and getting ready for this and. Yesterday afternoon at 5 o'clock, I come down and get on this thing, and all of a sudden a Windows update. And you know, it took like 2 hours. It was a major update. I don't know what the hell they did. They pushed something 2H2 or something like that. But my regular computer is a gaming computer, and I don't have a webcam for it. So I figured this one has a built-in webcam. It's easier, and I just put my iPhone headset in here and it worked. So it worked out fine.
See this on Twitter?
I did, yeah.
Selling the 3D models of Turnerus and they look pretty sweet. I'd like to see a bit more color, but he's hand painting them.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Hey, while we're on this topic, I saw that you guys did mouse pads, Daisy Devs. I'd like my royalties now. You know that was my idea. All right. I'd like at least some recognition. All right. Anyway.
I'll post that in chat if anyone's interested.
I mean, if it's an open source, if it's an open source 3D model, there's really nothing they can do unless he's selling them. Or he is selling them, isn't he? Is he selling them models?
According to my son,
he's selling them.
Oh, okay.
According to my son, a mouse pad has to have the right kind of texture. And I don't know if I put this guy on a mouse pad, who in the hell would buy it anyway? But I mean, he bought a mouse pad that's probably 3.5 feet wide. And another.
Yeah, I got the whole same thing. Yeah.
Huge. But he needs the arm reach when he's playing Tarkov or something. I mean,
I need it for DayZ shit, man. You got to spin around on a low DPI mouse, and you know you're doing windmill stretches. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll move my mic into the front of me and turn my head to the side again. Is that sounding better for you guys now?
That sounds Yeah, I had to put my mic
when you talk into the mic. When you talk directly into the mic, it's better.
Yeah,
but when you go off to the side,
it doesn't cut out though. Technical.
Yes, I'm still using the Elgato. You can see it here, Elgato Wavelink.
I mean, it works pretty well.
It's just yeah.
I mean, last week it was me. My fucking webcam was detecting as a microphone for some reason.
This is another part of Daisy Bingo. If you're playing it, audio issues. So yeah,
it's always something. Now you know why they sit in the green room for an hour on other podcasts and just test all their stuff before they go live.
Yeah,
but yeah, I was wondering when we're going to get to. Well, we did an audio check yesterday. You sent me that link.
Yep,
and it seemed to work fine. So
now, a friend of the show, Always Streams, did a video where he talked about why patch 1.22 is underrated in DayZ. And he basically talked about just how much behind the scenes stuff was done in it. And I saw his video and I liked it and I shared it as a poll. We got 47 votes on it, but most people don't agree. Archie, what do you think?
I made every single point he made in the video on the podcast when the update came out. I've made all those points. Like, I completely agree. As far as materials, new, you know, content, wearables and guns and shit, sure, it's sparse. But the launcher update, I'm not beating my head against the wall on for a broken launcher that's been the same way for 5 years anymore. Like you said, a lot of the behind-the-scenes updates that people don't see and aren't aware of. And then even, you know, they're very valuable. And then the modder, like Hunter was talking about last week, the modding updates and the stuff like that are you know, numerous. I appreciate it. You know, beggars can't be choosers. And the joke I made on Twitter was it's worth exactly how much the microtransaction was that they charged us for it, you know? I mean, it's free.
Yeah.
People are still bitching. I don't understand it. You know what I mean? They haven't made any updates to The Forest or Stranded Deep or any of the other games that I play when I'm not playing DayZ. You know, that are released games. I'm not talking about beta games because everybody always says, well, what about EFT? And what about, you know, I'm talking about fully released games like DayZ.
What about you, Ray? What do you think of it?
Well, I didn't get to look at it too much, but I mean, you know, as far as mods are concerned, I mean,
what did you think of the 1.22 patch? The experimental patch is coming out soon.
Well, there's supposed to be another one coming very, very soon.
Yeah, but I think there was one that he was talking about with the fanny packs and the new satchels and that.
Yeah, I think they're great. I mean, some of those objects. And I mean, I saw somebody on Bitterroot yesterday or last night running with, it was Bitterroot, not PNW. He was running with a Adidas t-shirt on.
That's just the Bitterroot mod, but
yeah. But yeah, I mean, DayZ itself has to get rid of these plaid hunter shirts and things like that. They've got to start updating the clothes and things in it. It's the same old shit. I mean, construction helmets and all this stuff. It's the same.
Especially when you consider the console community, because they don't have access to. You know, we're very blessed. We've got things like Windstride's clothing mod, and you know, there's just so many other different ones out there. But you know, a big gripe of mine that I've said time and time again, Red, is I hate that, you know, if you want to have high storage, you pretty much got to dress like Johnny Rambo to be able to have the most amount of slots. There's not a lot of variety. You know, the only decent option for civilian-ish sort of stuff is the hunter's clothes, and even that, at a distance, still looks military.
Yeah, and if you weigh yourself down too much, what does that do to your stamina? Huh.
Yeah.
You can't even jump over a wall.
You can't get wet for sure. I don't know. I don't know how much more they could do personally. I feel like I like the waste bags. I know that dude was in here talking shit about them last week, but I like them. I think they're very convenient. I throw all my ammo and stuff that I don't want to get ruined in the waste pack because it has a smaller hitbox. you know, I was playing, like I said, I was playing experimental, and I realized, oh, I have 6 slots that I can throw my pistol in, you know what I mean, in this waste bag. The new backpacks, aesthetically, they're nice. I mean, for me, it forces people to have to craft backpacks in the early stages. So now you have to actually make an improvised carrier bag or take one from a dead zombie, and then upgrade it with sticks. You know what I mean? So to get that 62 slot, I think it's 62, but that's always how I've played anyway. So, I just don't know how much more they could really realistically do. I'm curious to see as far as clothing goes, because I feel like there's already a variety unless you started throwing logos and such on them. But, you know, then people would complain about that. It's almost like like I was saying with the servers earlier, it's 5 people complain about something, they fix it, and 20 people get upset about it.
One thing they could do, Archie, is bring back the leather clothes.
I would love to see leather clothes and just dye the clothes dyeing. Remember when you could dye clothes like that? I mean, I honestly think that's coming from what I've seen personally in the game files. I think it's coming soon. But...
Well, some server, there is a mod that you can do that with. You go to a certain type of tree and get a bark and combine it and craft it with something
that's,
else.
That's the old.
You can get darker colored shoes. I mean, I'm on a server right now. It's called Nuts Gone Rusty Cheesecake, and it's Janaris. And you can craft a pair of shoes and sell them for $5,000.
Yeah, that's the old legacy leather crafting and dyeing. That's what used to be in Legacy DayZ. Yeah. I'm just talking about vanilla. As far as vanilla goes, I usually try to stick to vanilla or lightly modded. But yeah, I would like to see all that re-implemented. There's got to be something behind the scenes for why they haven't re-implemented leather working, because it can't be that difficult, because DaOne did it like 3 years ago. You know, and the mod is perfect. So I mean,
I know Gumbra's got a lot in his leather working mod as well.
Yeah, but they would have to add berries back in for the dyeing option, because, you know, that's how you dyed the clothes back in the day. It was bark, nails, berries.
Oh, mate, look, there's even mods. Get your bingo cards ready, folks. DayZ Down Under, they have cans of dye, and I know a lot of other servers do that. You can find and use that to dye items, because it's severely lacking, and the vanilla leather texture stuff. Really makes you stand out like dog's balls. So you do want to be able to, you know, even if it was just gathering charcoal from a bloody fire pit and, you know, using that to darken it at the bare minimum. Because at the moment, it's pretty fucking boring unless you want to dress like Johnny Rambo Red.
Well, all this crafting, doesn't it bode well with the lore of DayZ in a way?
I mean, I agree 100%.
I know.
Even down to the fact, like, back in the day in Legacy DayZ, I know I talk about it a lot, but you could put, I think it was guts and plant material in a barrel and it would make fertilizer. So
Something
could,
like that.
You could tan leather with it, and then, or you could fertilize your garden with it. I think it was guts. You leave human guts in a barrel for so long and it turns into fertilizer.
I even like the old method with the barrel as opposed to the point and click method they have now. Hold the bag of fertilizer in your hand and just look at the animal skin and, voila, you've got leather. I like having to have a barrel.
Yeah. Put it in there, leave it in there.
And then sit there and wait to hear that pop sound as that let you know that it had finished. Big shout out to Dumpgra. His leather tanning mod is fucking brilliant. I'd love to see DayZ implement something like that. And you craft the tanning rack and you leave it there. And I think he even had it, it was like half an hour or so. I think it was configurable. So depending on the server. But that was a brilliant leather mod, Red. Have you ever seen that one?
Oh, yes. I've seen that one or similar ones where you work with a garden lime and you stretch out something on the drying rack. Yeah. And but, you know, I found sometimes the devs have made some of those mods tougher, because once you think that you can put this lime on there and it's going to be done in 30 minutes, all of a sudden you find out once it gets down to 23%, it stops because they've thrown a wrench into it, because they're saying, well, we're not going to make it that easy for you. Now you got to figure out, and I figured it out, you got to find another bag of lime and merge the two of them to get back up to 100% or whatever, because sometimes you find a bag that's not 100% anyway. So then you merge the two, you get back to 100%, you reposition the lime on the drying rack, all of a sudden you click whatever, and it starts tanning.
That's possibly the settings that they have on the server, because I'm pretty sure Dumpgra's got most of that configurable, so you can adjust how much you need and how long it takes. But I just love the things like that, and I wish there was more of that in vanilla DayZ, especially for our poor console brethren.
Well, where we are now on cheesecake, I mean, there's a lot of crafting, crafting. Crafting, I haven't even got to yet. I mean, I try to do some crafting when I'm on, but, you know, some of the guys I run with, I mean, you know, we've got other plans when we get on, and sometimes we just go for it. Whatever we're doing, we'll run down. We've got bicycles now. I mean, the bicycles are great. I mean, I had an ordinary bicycle, and then I found out that there's one with a basket on the front and give you another 30 slots. So you got 80 slots on a bicycle. 80 slots on a bicycle.
Yeah, the bikes are awesome.
I'm just waiting for Hunter to let us put the cat in the basket.
Now, Archie, Bitterroot, we're doing your service segment. I'm guessing you're going to be talking about the latest Bitterroot update. I jumped on and had a bit of a try of it last night, and my God, that map is just coming along. You know, say it for me.
Expeditiously.
Miracle.
Yeah, it's my favorite. I mean, I don't make any secrets. I haven't been able to play much because the storms that have been going through here have been knocking my power and my internet out constantly. It's been an enormous pain in the ass. Every single time he puts out a playtest for Bitterroot, something happens and I can't play it. But yeah, just the amount of progress he's making on that mod alone by himself. He's having people port stuff in for him that he's paying for. So guys, go donate if you can to the Bitterroot progress. But yeah, personally, I didn't get to find the Mini 14. I don't even know if the playtest is still going. It's probably closed by my luck, but
No, it was going only a few hours ago. I was on there.
All right, I'll have to check it when I get to, which I'm helping a friend with something when I get off of here tonight. But yeah, I love it. If you guys haven't played Bitterroot, I'm going to keep talking about it. Everybody go play it. As far as I'm concerned, it's the best community-made map ever. I think it's better than the Mosque. I don't care. Fight me. And and make sure you show Mandy some love.
No, I haven't gone to Bitterroot.
You need to.
I might, but it's not.
He's got a version of Pabst Blue Ribbon in there.
Yeah, I need another one.
There's an unhealthy amount of beer cans you find. That is not a good reflection of the people of Montana.
I mean, what else are you going to do, bro? You fish, fight, fuck, and get drunk. I mean, at least it's not meth.
And you forgot one thing, and play DayZ.
And play DayZ, yeah. I mean, yeah. It's perfect, man. I really feel the custom assets, dude. The custom police station. Sorry, I'm back on Bitterroot. The custom police station alone that he had put in. He's doing all these custom assets. What custom assets means, for anyone who doesn't know, is custom buildings, custom cars, models, right? They're called assets. And it's incredibly immersive. I'm such a dork for that kind of stuff, man.
Archie, have you had a chance to look up Bigfoot yet on PNW?
I played that map once, and I couldn't find PNW? Anybody. It's the Pacific Northwest map. I found people, quite a few people at first. There was this big pumpkin patch and stuff, but I just kept getting killed on site by these big zergs of like 6-7 people, you know? And yeah, I mean, as good as I am, if I can't find a weapon of any sort, all I can
maybe
find is
maybe that was Reverend or Geckofish that got you.
I screamed the whole time, so I'm hoping they would recognize me. But yeah, I met a lady and convinced her to bait people with her feminine wiles. You know how that goes. I always kill females in the game because they're always bait. But that's my policy, and it's kept me alive. And anytime I'm like, okay, I'll let her live, she baits me and I get killed. So, but yeah, it's my own dumbass fault for falling for it. But PNW is pretty cool. It's coming along nicely, but it's definitely not Bitterroot. That's what I'll say.
Yeah. I've watched a bit of Bitterroot. Never done it. I mean, maybe I will.
Yeah, let me know if you want to play, dude. I'll send you a friend request, man. I don't get a lot of free time off my streams because I'm in school, you can do a stream collab.
Have some fun. Yeah. But yeah. We are getting towards the end of the show now, folks. So we will do what we like to do at the end of the show, Red, before we do our final thank yous and everything like that, is there anything that you would like to shout out? It could be a creator. It could be just anything DayZ or even not DayZ related if you wanted to. What's something you think needs a bit of attention?
Attention? Well, not only me, but I was just going to say that, I mean, I would like to thank all the people that have been watching that they keep watching, and maybe tell their friends. I mean, okay, that's probably why I'm here, is to promote myself. And I really want to thank the people that have helped me along the way. There's been a lot of people that have been very helpful, very kind, and yeah.
Archie?
Yeah, two things. I don't have anyone to shout out, but one, I'm going to bring my old game show back. I'm going to try to do it on Fridays. It's kind of like Saw meets Squid Games. I used to do it a few years ago. I'm going to bring it back because I think the community needs something new and exciting. And I saw the way they all reacted to the Only Up stuff. I think the game show would do pretty well. And second, we've discussed it before, like a starter-style server for the new players. I'm working on a total all-encompassing DayZ guide. It's going to be like an hour and a half video, but I'm going to partition it out. If anyone's familiar with my content, you know I make all kinds of DayZ guides. What I'm going to do is just make like an hour and a half long guide with chapters people can click through that pretty much encompasses everything. And then I'm thinking about relaunching our default DayZ server just for those new players to come and practice on. It won't be PvE because I don't like dealing with PvE players as far as admin reports and stuff goes. That's just me personally. I feel like they're very, very particular when it comes to the way they like things, and that's just from personal experience from adminning PvE servers versus PvP servers. But it will be vanilla. It will be all default. Now the night settings are more expedient anyway, so hopefully I can get all that going. I'm over on Kick now, so come over and see me. I've given up streaming on YouTube. My channel keeps getting cucked because it's an election season, so that's how YouTube does every 4 years. But I'm over on Kick. Come see me. Follow me on Twitter.
I'm on Kick actually as well. I haven't done much over there. I think I have a few followers, but
man, I got my first check and I'm not going back, man. I'm getting 95% of my subs and donations, so I'm not. There's no way I would go back to YouTube or Twitch. Yeah.
Well, you got to get. I think it's you have to get up to 75 subscribers, I think, before you start getting into the dough. Is that right?
No. I've got 50 followers or 75 followers? 75 yeah. followers. 20 subscribers gifted don't count, but you still get paid 95% as soon as you get 75 followers. So
Well, I would.
I found through the Eyes of Ive server, and that is Custom DayZ Services. I attempts at getting people to try to fix the podcast Discord up. And for those of you who are regulars in the podcast Discord, discord.gg/878survivorfm, I reached out to a guy probably about 18 hours ago, Connor from Discord, or the Custom DayZ Services Discord, and already he's pretty much finished changing it up and making it a lot more easy on the eye and welcoming to people.
Yeah, it looks a lot better.
It's amazing how quick he worked. And his price was reasonable. I'm not going to say the price, you can negotiate that with him. But he blew me away with the price, the quality of the service, the speed. He jumped in the Discord before the show, explained to me everything he's done. And we're also going to need everyone's help. I've asked him, based on the sad news about Anonymous passing away last weekend, but he's not the only person who we've lost, as a member of the DayZ community. And I thought it'd be nice if we could have a Veil channel where we could do it like a forum hub and just post, some information about that person so that, they not just a little random cross somewhere on the map, but he's come up with the idea of we could have a... up for you all to see, and I said maybe we can do it as one of the monuments in the game. So this is the idea he had, and we could have that as an image in our Discord. And what it would be is the person's gamer tag, their name, and the coordinates of where their cross is located in the Chernarus map.
Cool.
Yeah. And I said, that's awesome, but could we do it using one of the actual monuments that's in DayZ? And he said, yep. So we just need to pick a monument, and he'll get that done up for us, and we'll keep that updated whenever, sadly, someone in the community does lose one of their beloveds. their close friends or family, and gets a memorial placed in the game. You know, how many dev teams do that, Red? Put crosses in the game for, you know, people who've moved on. There's not a lot.
I've never seen it. I mean, I've only been here a short time, but I mean, I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, Crazy Mike says wave to me, Red, in chat. Just so
Crazy Mike.
I know you mentioned him. You mentioned
Crazy
him
Mike did a couple of videos in YouTube. You got to go look at it. I mean, for on CHF stuff. I mean, he's an amazing creator. I just wished he would stream more. He keeps telling me my English. I mean, he's speaking better English now than he did before he met me. And I keep telling him, listen, don't be worried about that. Just get in there and go. I mean, maybe we'll start running again. He's on CRP, Civilization RP, but I don't know where that's going. I haven't been over there for a while. But, man, Crazy Mike.
Might have to come set up a pizza shop on the RP server.
Yeah.
Last thing before we do our final slides. At this stage, we should be welcoming back Cobra, folks. So as you can see, we're trying to make some changes around here, get back to the vibe that we had a while back, and Cobra is finally finishing up with his personal stuff he's had going on, work and all the rest of it. So he will be joining us again next week, ladies and gentlemen. So I'm quite looking forward to it. Cobra, he's the brains of the 87A community, the more business-focused guy. So
he's our Cockney, our resident Cockney.
Red, I cannot thank you enough, mate. When you posted on that that question about, you know, the older gamers and all the rest of it, and you said your age, I was blown away. I was like, I've got to get this guy on to find out more. And mate, like Archie said, you know, you make us all hopeful that when we're you know, hopefully I'm still kicking around back at 73, fucking Cincinnati. Yeah, I said that for the Daisy Bingo, Archie. But yeah,
I was thinking it, bro. I'm not gonna lie, I knew it was coming.
I hope to still be gaming, and maybe DayZ's still around then. It might be DayZ 4 by then, who knows? That's only 20 odd years away, so 10 years for Day, or you could almost call like the DayZ mod was DayZ Alpha, then you've got DayZ Standalone. So then you go DayZ, and it'd be DayZ 4 by then, yeah. So fingers crossed. But, it was a pleasure getting to talk to you, and I hope more people go check you out. There's his details again in chat, ladies and gentlemen. Follow him on YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, and yeah.
And I didn't give you the Kick link, but it's Perils Red on Kick. So
yep,
go support Bitterroot, or I'll kill you.
But no, thank you so much. Next week's guest, ladies and gentlemen, is another, I call him an Aussie, but he's one of the Kiwis who basically woke up to himself and moved to the best country, Australia. But my good mate, Cinnamon. He plays on console and on PC as well. So a bit more of a console focused episode next week for all you console people. But yeah, I'm really looking forward to getting him on. Red, keep it up, buddy.
Nice, yeah, you guys stay well, look after yourselves. That's important, eh?
And we will say bye-bye, everyone. Bye-bye.
All right. Hydration. Cheers. Thanks for watching, everybody.
Bye.